takes me a long time to get ready. Fuck me. All this shit to do just to go for a drive. Okay, folks. I think we're ready. Can't see past a big truck. Well, Pinkies, this is the Faye driver. As you can tell, we are in... Oh, running a yellow light. We are in Manuel, the Porsche 911. I realize it is very noisy right now. I just cannot help myself. The day is too nice, so I have the windows down and the sunroof open. So you'll have to hang in there because the show is not started yet. We're just warming up. We'll be back with some content in a second. Someone's been mucking with my mirror. That would be me. I guess we'll go for a little bit of lights today. Park lights on. We have a question from Ranger John. And since there's not going to be a Pink Wheel Nuts Garage for a month and a half or so, I'm going to slightly address it here. I don't have the email in front of me, but Ranger John was asking about engine revs, so we're going to discuss revs. Right now, we're just going to do a bit of driving, so just sit back and relax and listen to this music. I have no idea what's playing. It's going to be some boobala chuckala something or other. We're going to do the 4-7-10 algorithm today, folks. We'll play track 4. Let's get situate here, tell you what's going on. Now, it's very important, I've found in this car, to know what your fuel situation is, because the fuel amount has a direct reflection on the ability for the car to stay on the road. So, I have a 3/4 of a tank of fuel, which is going to be not bad. I would prefer to have a full tank because with all that weight on the front, this car handles much, much nicer. When it gets low on gas, it gets really ornery. It just gets a little ornery. Anyway, we're on the freeway here. So, fuel to weight ratios notwithstanding. Let's see now. Let's say how many liters. We've got 60 liters. I think it's a 66 liter tank, so we'll just round it up to 60 liters. 60 divided by 4 is... Anyone? 15. 15 liters per quarter tank. Now, 15 liters is, say, 16. That would be 4 gallons. 4 gallons per quarter tank. So clearly there, the little Ford Escape is the go-getter, so we'll just fall in behind the Ford Escape, big fatty. George in Atlanta, you're driving like a maniac. Okay, let's try the 4-7-10 algorithm again. Here, we're going to go up to channel 7, song 7. Get in the other lane! The 4-7-10 algorithm is working today, folks! In the corner, so flat, wants to go faster, 4,000 RPMs, 33, 34 in fifth gear, 70 miles an hour, sixth gear, 2,700 RPM. Bicyclers are killing, ruining all of our corners. We're coming up to these delightful corners and there's just bicyclers all over the place. What is it? What? Can't you? Oh, Sunday morning blues. Sunday morning blues. So I'm going to blow by these bicyclers here right before the corner. Go, ladies, yelling something, don't know what. Okay, let's get back to business. 3,000 RPM, fourth gear, 2,700 RPM, 50 miles per hour. Down to third, 3,000, little dot on 3,000, little double clutch, little heel and toe into this corner, 3,000 RPM. See, this car really likes 3,000 RPM. It's got great amount of torque and pull right around there. And that way, you don't have to be over-speeding the engine. It's pretty good. Pretty good gear ratio. Here comes more bicyclers. Oh, my God. Oh, Pinkies, we picked the wrong time of day. Too late. Should have been out here at the crack of dawn. Too late, Faye. More bicyclers. Bicyclers. Go away, bicyclers, go away. I'm driving a Porsche. You're in the way. I'm going to drive my car. Now, listen, they're going to yell at me. Don't pass on a double line or something like that. Let's see how this goes. Okay, pinkies. We are back again. The first portion of our drive was mostly unsatisfactory. We're just leaving the Safeway parking lot after having done a bunch of chores. So I'm going to finally address the question from Ranger John regarding RPMs. Now, Ranger John writes in his email, he says, oh dear goodness, this writing is small. You know, this morning, Pinkies, I had to pull out my glasses so I could read the effing, my effing iPad. Okay, re-RPMs. Here's John's letter. Since I've been driving my new Fiat, I've been very aware of what the RPMs are when I shift up or down. My question, is there an ideal RPM at which to shift? And does that depend on what gear one is in? Excuse me while I shift. Also, is there an ideal RPM for just cruising along in fourth or fifth? All right, John, these are all very good questions. Really, what has to happen is you have to decide whether you want to preserve fuel or not. The RPM, you should think of the RPMs in your car, your revolutions monitor. That's the gauge that probably has large numbers on it. Runs from 1, 2, 3, goes up to 6, maybe 7 in a smaller car, 9 or 10. And it measures how fast your engine is turning. And it's usually measured in thousands of revolutions per minute. So the faster you rev up your engine, the more fuel you're going to burn, right? So you need to just decide, do I want to burn a lot of fuel or do I want to preserve as much fuel as I can? So if you are into hypermiling or trying to get the best gas mileage you can out of your car, you should try not to rev your engine up too much. So I'm revving up to 3,000 shifting, second gear, 2,000 now, 3,000, 3,200 shifting. So I typically go up into about 3,000 RPMs. This is for a six-cylinder engine. If you have a smaller engine, a four-cylinder, like John does, an inline four, you'll probably need to be revving up further before you shift. You might get up into the 4,000 RPMs, John, and that would probably be a very good area for where you should be shifting for your four-cylinder engine. The more cylinders you have, the more difficult it is for that engine to turn at a high speed. So on an eight-cylinder engine, you'll find that the maximum revolutions it can do is probably around 6 or 7. On a four-cylinder, the maximum revolutions are going to be up around 9, 10, or 11. So smaller engines are easier able to rev up more. Plus, they're pretty much required to rev up more because they're so tiny, you don't get as much power out of them until you get up into the higher revolutions. But again, once again, remember, high revolutions mean burning more gas. So, when you're dawdling along on your morning commute, and if you really want to save the gas, then you probably want to be shifting in the 3,000 to 4,000 RPM range. And it sort of does depend what gear you're in, because John does say, does it depend which gear you're in for when you should be shifting up? What you'll find is, in first gear, which is a very low ratio gear, you don't get moving very quickly, even though you might be revving the engine very much, because that gear is very very low geared. It won't go fast. It's to help get the car moving. So the longer you spend in first or second gear, the more fuel you're going to waste. So if you're trying to save fuel, you are encouraged to get out of first and second gear as quickly as you can. But then there are some times when we really want to go as fast as we can. And in those times when you want to accelerate, you really want to rev your engine up as much as you can. As much as feels good. You don't want to over rev your engine. Running your engine up at the red line at, you know, 6, 7, 8,000 RPMs all the time is not that really good for it. It does stress it somewhat, so. But, you know, when we're driving our fancy sports car around the back country roads, sometimes you need to be in third gear at 5,000 RPM. There's nothing wrong with that. Once in a while, folks. All right, John, I hope that helps with your question. Perhaps we'll talk about it more. Perhaps you'll hear, now you'll be listening to when I refer to things like when I'm in third gear at 4,000 RPM. All right, so, goodness me, what to do next? I think I'm going to turn off this show and enjoy driving this car again a little more. I guess I should turn my blinker on. Oh, I could have gone. Okay, get ready, folks. We're going after the white truck. 3,000 RPM, second gear, 3,800, third gear. Running at 3,000 RPM, doing 43 miles per hour. I'm going to take fourth gear, 2,200. That's a great RPM, great for gas mileage, 40 miles an hour. And I still have a certain amount of power under my foot. So, shifting down. Someday we're going to have to talk about shifting down and whether it's worth it or not. The other thing you should consider, John, when shifting is, oh my goodness, people, this is the wrong way to go. We are having a detour around a major accident scene. They've closed the highway. It's busy everywhere. I've already reconned the best route. I think we're going to be stuck in this slow-moving traffic. Just the perfect opportunity for us to explain RPMs and how not to destroy your clutch in traffic. All right. So, John, we were talking about when the most ideal time to shift up is. And I was recommending when you accelerate up to about 3 or 4,000 RPM, probably for you, more closer to 4,500, that's probably a good place for you to be shifting. Like what we're doing here is we're accelerating up, and then everyone's stopping, and then accelerating up, and everyone's stopping. It's just crazy. So let's talk about what's happening to me. I'm in stop-and-go traffic in my car. My standard transmission with a heavy clutch. Well, the clutch is already a little suspect about how long it's going to last. So I am going to be wanting to shift as little as possible, as less often as I can. So here we go. Traffic's moving again. I'm just going to go directly into second gear, first gear to second. I'm in second now, and I'm just idling along. I don't want to shift. The more you shift, the more you use your clutch. The more you use your clutch, the more likely it is to wear out. So we're dawdling along in second gear at idle speed, which is about 1,000 RPM, 800, 1,000, 1,200. And I'm allowing a large gap to form in front of me, between me and the car in front of me, just to have a bit of buffer room. So I don't always have to be stopping and shifting and changing gears and pushing in the clutch. And that's a good way to save gas too, so that you're not constantly accelerating and stopping, accelerating and stopping. Now we're moving along. I've got to 1800. Oh, they're stopped up there. I'm at 1800. And they're stopping. Now they're all sandwiching up, accordioning up on each other. Go, mister, go. I love this gambling part. Am I going to ram the guy in front of me, or is he going to go before I have to push in my clutch? Now, we should consider sneaking up the back roads to get away from all this traffic. Okay, Pinkies. I never got to tell you about Brenda Booth coming to Vancouver. She gave me a shopping list of 25 items, people. 25 items on my shopping list, which I've just been out to buy. Oh, here we are having to stop now. And you want to hear what's on this list of hers? Almond extract, cornmeal, something called Jiffy cornmeal mix, Diet Coke. That stuff will kill you, people. Diet Coke. What else you put on this bloody list? Spiced rum. Now I gotta go to the frickin' liquor store and get spiced rum. Corn muffin. Ugh. 25 items. Oh no, I'm just gonna come up there. It's not gonna be any bother at all. I'm just gonna be quiet and sit in my corner. By the way, could you get me these 15 things from the specialty gourmet store? Eye of Newt. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I wonder how much she's going to lecture me on telling you about that list. I'm in for it, people. I wonder how much she's going to lecture me on what I just said.